You're tuned in to Muscle Car Radio.
Welcome to a new season of Muscle Car Radio. I'm your host, Harry Christian. We've been away for a little while, but now we're back. We're going to be bringing you monthly shows. We're going to be bringing you special events and letting you know what's happening in the muscle car and car scene generally. We're going to bring you special feature cars, one a month. Bobby, how are you, mate? I've got Rob Lacerdo here today.
Fantastic, Harry, and really excited that we're back for another year.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So we're going to be consistent this time, mate. One show a month. We're going to bring it. Cars, guests, events, it's all happening. And I've also got Christopher Poulos here, a bit of a car enthusiast. Christopher Poulos, and a bit of a character. Now, you've got to behave yourself, Christopher. How are you, champion?
Very well, Harry. Thank you very much for the invite. Great to be here, guys.
Excellent. All right, tonight we've got a great show lined up. We've got George Kapanyaris. Do you know who George is?
Oh, Mimo.
Yeah, Mimo.
Yeah,
Mimo. That's him. No, so he's doing the tours around the place, and he's promoting a new show called Malakas with Attitude, which a Greek translates to so-and-so with attitude. Really funny guy, really good guy. I've been along and seen the show. He's fantastic value. And he's also doing a show with a bunch of other guys, and he'll tell us about it, called Out of Compo, which is a play on Compton or whatever it was, that whole hard bastard rap scene thing. But he's a really good guy and a really funny guy. As I say, I've been along to his show, and we'll give you some dates and get people along. But he's very, very good. I think he's got one coming up next Wednesday at the Rockdale Town Hall. He'll tell us all about it. We've got a beautiful feature car on today, mate. I'm going to talk to you about it, the Landau. Now, you were an owner of a Landau,
Robbie. Oh, Landau. Oh, Harry. Yeah, I owned the Landau for about 14-odd years.
Yeah.
Love it.
Great car. Yep. And they were sort of the luxury pack of the whole Ford scene, the Ford Coupe. So it was essentially a two-door LTD, wasn't it?
Exactly. Much? Two-door LTD with the 351 four-barrel cub, FMX, 9-inch diff.
Yeah, four-wheel disc, right?
Four-wheel disc, and that's how Ford homologated the four-wheel discs at Bathurst.
And they had, oh, is that right? Okay.
On the coupes, yes.
Gotcha. And they had the whole pop-up lights, the whole four-seater leather interior. Great cars. There's one for sale. Our sponsor, musclecarsales.com.au down in Victoria. They've got one for sale down there. It's a beautiful car, actually. It was sold through BS Stillwells in Victoria many years ago. It's a Tropic Gold car with parchment leather trim. You've got to see this thing to believe it, mate. It's a beautiful car. That's at musclecarsales.com.au. I think they're asking about $68,000 for it, an immaculate car. But anyway.
And that's cheap, Harry, for a coupe.
I would have thought so. You look at some of the GTs and bits and pieces and what they're going for these days, and, mate, they're out of control. They're doing very, very very good numbers at the moment. And we've had some record prices, and we'll talk to Chris Borobon's coming on as well. You know Chris
from Shannon's.
From Shannon's, yeah. Yes. He's going to talk to us about the up-and-coming Shannon's auction. They've got some fantastic cars. And, mate, close to my heart, because you know I'm a Mopar guy. I've got the Mustang hat on today, but I do love my Mopars. They've got a Plymouth. You know, the big, what do they call it? Remind me, mate, the big Plymouth Roadrunner thing, the Hemi Orange.
440?
Oh, no, this is a 426 Hemi. This is the real McCoy.
Okay.
Absolutely. So the thing with the nose cone and what has. He's going to tell us all about it, but that's a fantastic, fantastic car. You know, the thing that Richard Petty raced in NASCAR many years ago, he's going to tell us all about it, but they've got one for sale. I can't remember one ever being for sale here in Australia. It's called the Superbird, right? The Plymouth Superbird.
That's the one.
Based on the Roadrunner. So they've got the big wing on the back, the nose cone with the pop-up lights. And they came with different variants. They had, like, the 440. They had different type of engines. But they only made a handful with the 426 Hemi, which, of course, was the Holy Grail. Phenomenal car. And they've got one for sale in the Hero Colour, Hemi Orange, at Shannon's Motor Auction. Chris will tell us all about it at the end of the month down at in Melbourne there.
And you are right. I've been in muscle cars all my life. That's over 35-odd years, and I've never seen one for sale in Australia.
Yeah, great car. And, you know, they were homologated, that particular car, to race around NASCAR. And then when they did so well in 1970 with Richard Petty at the at the wheel, Ford came out with their Torino Talladega, you know, and they sort of put the big 429 in that, and they sort of chased them around. So that sort of started the whole NASCAR wars. But those Roadrunners, the big Superbirds, that was something to behold. My God.
Great days, those old days, great days.
Mr. Mate. And Chris, how are you, mate? You well?
I'm well, very well, refreshed after the Easter break. Fantastic.
So Chris is a bit of a Volkswagen aficionado. He's recently purchased, what is it, mate, a single window?
An oval window 1956 Beetle, original condition, straight out of the barn, baked in the barn.
Yeah, sort of almost like a half a cylinder of this Roadrunner. So if you take the equivalent horsepower out of a half a cylinder of the Roadrunner, but great car, isn't it, mate?
Let me give you the exact specifications, 36 full horsepowers.
Wow, 36 horsepower.
It's a starter motor for the
Roadrunner.
Correct, but it's great. It's got the fantastic Beetle sound. It'll last forever.
But that aside, Chris, you're a bit of a Porsche nut. You're an example of the very revered 993 last of the year, cool turbos, right, which are now becoming sort of, you know, supercar status and getting right up there as collectibles. You have one of those and you've had one for years, right?
Very fortunate, Harry. I bought it in 2004, unaware of its potential value, but it was a great purchase then. And lo and behold, I still kept it because I love the car. It was a great running car. Lots of power. I was always excited driving it, and I've been told it's triple the price now.
Mm.
Wouldn't part with it for anything.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I might get out the checkbook later on. Okay, Robbie will get out the checkbook. I can't afford it.
Happy
Robbie
to take
can afford
office.
I've been organised the finance, Harry.
Excellent. Well, I tell you what, we're going to have a great time this year, boys. Let me tell you, we're going to bring a show once a month to the punters, and I'm going to ask people to go along to our Facebook page. It's called Muscle Car Radio. Have a look at it. Drop us a line. Drop us your feature car, and tell us all about your own ride, and we can feature it on the show. We'll call it, the listener's ride. We'll get it on here. We'll tell people all about it. So take the time. You're listening to Muscle Car Radio. I'm your host, Harry Christian, and welcome back to 2018. Welcome back to Muscle Car Radio. I'm your host, Harry Christian. I'm here with Christopher Poulos and with young Bobby Lacerdo. And we have a very, very special guest, a fellow that I've always enjoyed and grew up with, watching Wogs Out of Work many years ago on the telly, George Kapanyaris, a.k.a. Mimo. He's on the line. George, welcome, mate, and thanks for taking the time.
Hi, Harry. Yes, thank you. Thanks for having me. And now, let me correct you. So, Wogs Out of Work, you would have seen in the theatre.
Uh-huh.
Acropolis Now, you would have seen on the telly.
Yes. Exactly. There you go. So, I'm not quite the wog I should be, mate. I'm really sorry. And I thought I was a proud Greek wog for such a long time.
You're a good wog because you haven't read the details. You've just looked at the pictures.
Exactly right. That's right. They're pretty much how I went through school, just quietly, mate. Well, thanks for coming along, mate. Look, I had the privilege of going along and seeing your later show, Malakas with Attitude, and that was a great thing. I went along to the Canterbury Leagues Club not long ago, and I know you've got some up-and-coming shows.
We got one more of those, officially one more, on the 18th at the Rockdale Town Hall. This is the Greek Festival of Sydney has put all these shows on for me. So there's one left on the 18th of April, Rockdale Town Hall. So if you haven't seen the show, it's kind of different to Wogs Out of Work, isn't it? It's sort of same sort of genre, but it's kind of got... You've seen it, Harry.
I like it. I thought it was terrific. And you've also got the fellow there, remind me of his name, that was working with you.
Johnny Katz.
He is fantastic. Yeah, so. I thought that was a really, really... I mean, your segue into his time and then your coming back on stage was fantastic. And you had everybody in rapture. So, if folks, if you haven't had the opportunity, one show left at here in Sydney at the Rockdale Town Hall next week, go along and see it. And the
good thing about Johnny is he gives... The basically the theme or the genre, a new lease of energy, because John is a lot younger than me, you know, sort of old school and then new school comedy there. And the great thing about John is he sort of started off as a comedian in Melbourne, but then he went to the UK and he travelled all over the UK. And when you're in the UK, there's so many different places to go to to perform. You can be performing comedy every night of the week.
Got it.
So he's great, he's fresh, and his material's up to date, you know, which is fantastic. I try my best to keep up to date too, but he's my guy when it comes to, you know, keeping the young people happy, that's for sure.
Fantastic. Excellent. Hey, George, can I get some advice, please, to you? I went to the show. Please warn people not to eat prior to the show. I heaved my souffle out. You would not believe.
I think they're just method actors. They were definitely my luckers with attitude. What was going... They were bringing in bags of food. Yeah. I was waiting for them to bring in kouloudia and eggs and crack the eggs during the show.
Happy Easter to all the Greeks out there.
What was going on with those guys?
Yeah.
But that's what happens when you have the show on at 7 o'clock. That wasn't my idea. That was the Greek festival's idea. So these poor buggers are still hungry, you know. They've just finished work and they stopped off at the bakery there at Canterbury Leagues. Picked up bags of food and they were sharing it around.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
And then they had their phones out taking Instagram photos of their croissants and
perfect.
It was out of control.
So, George, on this show, we talk muscle cars. So, we talk muscle car specific cars, we talk specific bits and pieces, we'd have guests in, and then we also talk about the experience of cars, right? As a young guy, what your first experience was. In my case, my old man had the Valiant, wind down windows was the air conditioning, and you had the vinyl seat, and that's pretty much how you went down to the beach. And if you didn't like it, that was it. Tell us about your experience as a young bloke, because clearly in Melbourne, you couldn't avoid it, right? There must be some stories there.
All right, so my first car was a 1979 67 Fairmont with bucket seats, automatic, that I got off my dad. So he got it when he got the car when it was 10 years old. So then I, as soon as I got my license, I got that car. It was a great car, very comfortable, very comfortable. And because it was big, I, you know, I dinted it, every panel was dinted. As a young driver, I learned how to drive in it. Yeah. But then it got to the point where it wouldn't reverse the transmission. You know, my dad always tried to fix the transmission himself instead of taking it to the service station.
As you do.
So it got to the point where I couldn't reverse it anymore. So I had to push it out of car parks to drive it. And there was one, I was doing film, like a film course. Like I was doing drama media, but part of the media was a film section. So I had then it was like 20 grand worth of film equipment in the boot, which now would be like 200 grand, jeez. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I ended up, we went to the location to shoot some film, and I was kind of looking after the equipment. And then I ended up parking in the front of a house, and then I had to get out and maneuver it because it was up in the hill, you know, sort of towards Hillsville where the mountains are. Yeah. So I ended up, but I ended up bogging my car in someone's front yard. And I couldn't get it out because I couldn't reverse and I couldn't push it out. So I had to leave my car there overnight while I got home with $200,000 worth of gear, let's say. So I got home and I told my dad he needed to drive me out there. So I had already had the fiscal spanner years going. he had to drive me out to Hillsville to pick up the car. And then when we got there, I forgot the keys.
Excellent.
So, luckily, my uncle came along and he hot-wired the car. He broke into my car.
They come in handy, those sort of uncles, just quietly. I've got a couple of those too. I've got a couple of cousins that can do that sort of thing too, just quietly. Good tricks.
Yeah. Is he in jail yet?
I don't want to go there.
The other thing with that car is the engine blew up. Yep. So I had a big hole on my bonnet, so I ended up painting a star on it, like a big star, gold star, and then the paint was gold, but I painted a silver star on it, and then I spray painted the wheels, you know, silver as well. So it just looked like a piece of shit, really.
As they do.
George, and in the end, I ended up giving it to someone, Jack, who lived down the road. I gave it to him for free, and then now Jack's probably sold it. What would you pay now for a brand new, restored Fairmont 1967 automatic with bucket seats.
You know what? Worth a lot of money these days, 20, 30 grand, 40 grand, depending on what sort of car it is and how good it is. So you've done yourself out of a little bit of cash, but don't worry about it, mate. I'm sure you've made up for it.
I've got a experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
George, Rob Lacerda here. I was a big fan of Acropolis, the Acropolis show, Acropolis Now, in the 80s.
Yeah.
And I grew up with Monaros. I actually owned plenty of Monaros, but I remember there was a Monaro in the show. Was that...
We never saw it, Robbie.
No, we never saw it.
We had two Monaros, and we got them from Monaro Club. Oddly enough, there weren't any Greeks in the club. They were all Aussies that had those Monaro
I was a member of that club, yes.
so we had an orange one with black sort of stripes, and then we had kind of a sort of a crimson or maroon looking one, which is an old, there was a newer Monaro, and then there was an older Monaro, but we didn't have the original Monaro, you know, the original
HK
Kingswood looking Monaro. We had the more modern versions,
like HQ, that sort of thing, the later models.
Yeah, so we had the probably, say, if there was three Monaro, you know, versions, we had the last two. So well, we never had that original.
Did we?
So they actually existed because I was talking.
We took photos. Okay. We did take photos with it, and we did have it in. I think maybe the titles we had the Monaro.
Okay, there you go.
I think in the second season, or the third season, we actually rocked up in the Monaro. So
they probably got charged
but
more.
It would have been in the
They would have charged you more for it, so they'd be tight asses at the show.
No, we could only hire it for the day anyway. Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah, well, of course, you know, back in the day, they were the sort of thing where you almost gave away, and if it broke down, you sort of didn't worry about it, and it ended up in the wrecking yard. We were just talking about the values of these things earlier, but in recent times, those sort of cars, they're fetching twos and $300,000 for the right model. Serious amount of money these days.
Exactly.
So, you know, if only we kept a few. But, yeah, no, good old times.
Did you these cars were pristine too. They were perfect. You know, they were spotless, and they, you know, and they came with the Wrangler, so he would show us how to start it up and all that sort of stuff. But I have a feeling, and if you want to do a bit of a competition, you can give away a couple of tickets to maybe the show on the 18th of April.
Absolutely.
I have a feeling that there was a car in the credits, in the opening credits.
Okay.
They can tell you the colour of that car.
Yeah. Let's do it.
And point you in the right direction.
Yeah.
They can get the first person that does and gets it right. You might have to do your research. It's on YouTube anyway. The first person that can tell you the colour of that car in the opening credits.
Excellent.
Or in any sort of credits, because I can't remember either now.
All right.
We'll get a double pass. And if there's a second person that tells you, you know, because we had three lots of credits, the first two, I think we had establishing shots, then any of those people can get a double pass. So that's two lots of
very
double
kind.
Passes.
Very kind.
Excellent, George. Well, that's fantastic. I really appreciate that. So the call to action is this, folks. If you go along to our Facebook page, Muscle Car Radio, and you leave a comment telling us or the colour, the description of the Monaro on Acropolis Now, you heard it straight from George. Double pass, come your way to his show. So let's do it. Get on the page. Yeah. It's Muscle Car Radio. What did your old man drive? I mean, you talk about the Fairmont, and that was a bit of a hand-me-down. What was your first memory of a car as a kid, George?
Right, I've got a pretty good recollection of it. So we had that Futura sort of looking Ford. We had a light blue Ford with the round headlights. Mm-hmm. So we had one of those. We had like an EH Holden.
Beautiful.
Again, it was a light blue colour. And all these cars didn't have seatbelts yet. You know, the seatbelts came along later on.
They weren't mandatory in the background.
Then my dad got over it. So he got over the Fords and the Holdens. So then he got himself a white VW, like a little VW. So the equivalent of a Golf these days, but like a not a hatch, but a what would you call it? Saloon shape. Saloon.
Oh, the what do you call them? Like the fastback or the wagon, the type three.
No, not square the fastback. The normal one.
The normal car.
Wow, that was my very first car, George. Fantastic. Great to see that someone else bought another car like that.
I've got photos of these two. And then later on, after that, he got the hatch. He got a yellow hatch. So he loved German cars. He also got at one stage an old Merc, I remember, which he drove around. But then this journey led him to the world of the Volvo. So the next car was
the GLE. A white Volvo, look out!
But not a
boxy but safe.
It was a rounder shaped Volvo.
Yeah.
And then we ended up with the square shaped sort of mustard colour Volvo, and That was his last car.
Excellent.
That was a great car because it had so many buttons and gadgets. And when I was studying media, I did an animation, and it was based on a space pirate. So the animation had the exterior of the spaceship, but the interior, I shot it live, and I used all the buttons on the Volvo, which looked great. You know, they would light up.
Excellent. Well,
so that was kind of my spaceship.
You've hit a chord here with Chris. He's just invested in one of these Volkswagen combi things, but it's a dual cab with the back, you know, with the back of it's like a tradesman's ute. So he's got one of these things.
Right.
I don't know why, because he's in IT. I've got no idea why he would possibly need one of these things. But he bought it
carry the beer, right?
But it's got
the hard drive.
Yeah. It's got like a V6 Commodore engine in it. It's had a transplant. So this thing, mate, it pulls like a 19-year-old. It actually goes like you wouldn't believe, George, out of control, unlike any Volkswagen you've ever seen, my friend. So young Chris, he does love them.
Yes. You know what's missing, though, from the modern Volkswagen?
What's that?
What's missing from the modern Volkswagen is the sound, because then it used to make a great sound, almost like a Harley used to make a digga-digga sound. Which was, it just purred, you know, and that's they should bring that back. Why don't they bring
absolutely
that back?
Absolutely. Did they actually, like Harley, they registered that, didn't they?
Almost like a compressor.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, George, given that you've got those Brad Pitt salaries for the movies that you star in, did you ever get into the European style of car as well?
Yeah, so I've got an Audi, so... but before that, I was a Honda man, so I had a couple of Hondas. So the Honda Integra was my... my car of choice. We've also got a Ford Territory, which we love. So, and that's going on to 16 years, and that's been a great car. It's been a great family car, but also a great crew car, so I can carry, you know, props and all sorts of things and put the seats. Such a big car. And we just drove it the other day. We drove it back and forth from Sydney. So this is a 16-year-old car, and it's still going strong. You know, it's still driving beautifully. We want to upgrade. We'll update in the next couple of years. But it's been a great car for us.
Brilliant. That's fantastic. George, thanks very much for your time, mate. We've really enjoyed having you on and getting a bit of an insight into, you know, the Acropolis nowadays and the Monaro. Don't forget, folks, go on to the Facebook Muscle Car Radio page. Leave your comments and tell us what the car featured was all about, the colour, et cetera, and you get a couple of tickets to the show.
Yeah, and I tell you what, if they do that, they should also try and do a shot. So they've got to take a shot of the actual thing as well. So,
yeah.
Tell you the colour and show you the actual photograph, and that'll definitely be a double pass, you know, the first couple of people.
Excellent. So plug in. Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah. Very good, mate. I appreciate it. So the show is, don't forget, folks, it's called Malacas with Attitude. One show left.
Malacas with Attitude. Malacas with Attitude. One show left. And then? We start our Straight Outta Compo tour. So
beautiful.
We've got about 10 shows in Sydney. So that's myself, Joe Avati, who drives a Mercedes, but he was driving a Maserati.
Yeah. Too much money in these shows, clearly, Maserati.
Too much money for a piece of
Brad
shit.
Brad Pitt's salary is again.
Anyway, and then Tahiti drives a Magna.
Yeah, like that's good. He's up and coming, I get it.
He doesn't drive fast, that guy. And then of course, Rob Shahady, who's a Holden man, who's always got the latest Commodore. He doesn't pay for him. He's Lebanese, so he doesn't pay for him. He just gets them.
That's right.
And this one's great because he could be a kilometre away walking towards his car. He doesn't like to sweat, this guy, because he's a big guy. So he turns it on his air conditioning when he's a kilometre away. So when he walks into the car, it's already nice and cool.
Perfect.
So there's a great car, definitely great car.
Excellent. Well, the folks will keep a lookout for that. That's Straight Outta Compo. Excellent show. We'll plug it on the Muscle Car Radio Facebook page. We'll let people know
what
the dates are. And once again, mate, thank you very much for your time. I really enjoyed your show. I will see you this coming Wednesday. I'm looking forward to the show at Rockdale, folks. If you haven't got your tickets, get along.
No worries.
George Campagnaros, thank you very much for your time and have a great night, my friend.
Good luck.
See you then, boys.
Bye-bye.
Yes.
Welcome back to Muscle Car Radio. I'm your host, Harry Christian. I'm here with Chris Poulos, and I'm here with Bobby Lacerdo. Boys, we've got another very special guest, comes up regularly, Chris Borobin from Shannon's Auctions. So Chris runs the auctions at Shannon's. We run them in Sydney. He runs them in Melbourne. And there is an up-and-coming auction that I really wanted to get Chris's word on, the one in Melbourne that's coming up, and Chris can tell us all about it. Some very, very special cars. Welcome to the show, Chris. How are you?
Well, thank you, guys.
Yeah, excellent, mate. So tell us a little bit about this up-and-coming auction, mate. There are some special cars. One I want to talk to you about is that beautiful Plymouth Roadrunner. But do you want to run us through, you know, the expectation and what punters can sort of look forward to?
Yeah, look, I mean, this auction's got a real good diversity of cars. And, I mean, with the Plymouth Roadrunner Superbird's obviously the highlight lot of the auction. But we've got a, you know, great selection of, you know, Australian muscle cars, Australian classics, European cars, and also some, you know, a great collection of BMWs have come out of a deceased estate out of South Australia as well. So a really great mixture of vehicles and motorbikes in that sale. We've got 10 motorbikes as well. So it's really something for everyone in this sale.
Chris Poulos here. I love the cars on for this month coming up. Number plates, that's a real enigma to me nowadays. I bought a number plate, a five-digit New South Wales one for... I remember about $6,000 about 12 years ago, and I sold it for about, I don't know, $10,000.
I'll never understand that, Chris.
Unbelievable. Worth more than the cars.
Yes, well, it's probably worth 30 to 40 today.
Don't tell him that. He's getting the he's got a big enough as it is,
Chris,
bloody.
Please.
Don't tell him all about that. I'll never understand it. Like, I can understand the cars, Chris. You know what I mean? You look at it, you polish it, you get in it, you drive it, you feel it, you smell it. But I cannot understand numbers on the car and the values. I mean, I remember that thing in Sydney, that number four, that single digit thing that went for, what is it, millions of dollars in recent
times. 2.45 million
Amazing.
Last year we sold that.
Shannon's definitely doing the bundle. So, mate, look, we've got some GDS Monaros. There's a beautiful E55 Charger. I've seen all sorts of stuff. There's an E-Type Jaguar. There's an XB GT Coupe that's coming up for sale. But the thing that got me, and I don't ever remember one ever being sold in Australia is that 1970 Plymouth Roadrunner, that Superbird. Not only is it a Superbird, but it's one of a handful with the Hemi engine. I mean, what a car. That thing should attract some attention, I would imagine, mate. They only made...
Absolutely. I mean, you know, this is a real one-off. And, I mean, the car is a full rotisserie restoration. You know, one of, you know, just, I think, 135 or thereabouts built worldwide. I mean, just, you know, incredibly low number. You know, hero colour that it's in. It's got the white trim. You know, that beautiful 426 Hemi. When you open the bonnet and you see the induction, you know, and the size of that engine, it's just incredible. I mean, it really is one for the astute and serious American car collector. And
people are getting Woody's here tonight.
Stop it, mate. I'm getting really excited. Keep going. Keep talking. Yeah.
look, and it's a car that today in the States is, you know, in that condition, if you found that car in the States, would be fetching over $400,000 US. So to be able to buy that car here in Australia and to touch and feel the car, come in and inspect it and actually see that the car is in the condition it's in, and, you know, we're looking somewhere between the $520,000 and $580,000 for that car, it's actually better value than if you had to bring that car in from the US today.
Chris, Rob Lucetto here. Another car that's caught my eye is this black HG Brougham that you're going to sell, factory black with... a factory Monaro bonnet.
Yeah, special order car. I mean, and again, in black, you know, a very rare thing. And it's in the auction reserve. It's a one-family-owned car from new. We believe the mileage is extremely low, somewhere around the 39,000 miles. I mean, it's a real, you know, real one to look at, you know, for those Holden collectors. It's, I mean, we've seen the Brougham really grow in value in the last few years, but to come across, you know, a special order type car like that, you know, it ticks all the boxes, really.
Awesome. That's fantastic. Trust Bobby. We've got a Plymouth Roadrunner here and some absolute, like, a rare as metal, and he goes back to the old Brougham. I got to love Bobby. He does love him.
I can
but
see
it is
myself.
A special thing. It is a special thing.
I can see myself in that car.
But that 426, sorry, I keep going back to it. I mean, what a special car. You're talking about an era in 1970 during NASCAR where they used that car to homologate it, and then Ford came behind them. We spoke about this earlier with the Torino Talladega to compete with these Plymouths, and that really was the era. You're talking about that 69, 70, 71 era. They just don't do that anymore, mate. That were the days, right?
I mean, those cars were, you know, they were going through a, you know, a trial period, obviously, in the US, and they were trying to, you know, I think all the brands, I think, were trying to outdo each other from a performance perspective. And I mean, this is, you know, this has got to be, you know, as loud as they got, really. I mean, with, you know, the big wing on that Superbird, I mean, it's nothing else was like it. And
the nose cone, I was just going to say, that's
absolutely,
that is a front end only a mother could love, just quietly. But my goodness, they were all aerodynamically, you know, they were built for performance as such. You know, they were enhanced, and it was all about aerodynamics, as aerodynamic as you could get in the 70s, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent.
Correct.
Well, Chris, mate, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks for taking the time. As always, we really appreciate it. And Shannon,
thanks for also having me.
Yeah, Shannon's run a good show. Get along to the next auction there in Victoria. Have a look at it.
April 30th in Melbourne.
April 30th in Melbourne. Shannons.com.au. Have a look at the auction listings.
Yep.
Some great cars, some GT Falcons, but we've got HQ Monaros. We've got that beautiful Brougham that Rob wants. E55 Charger, and one of my favourites. And, of course, the marquee Plymouth Roadrunner. Chris, thanks very much.
Yep.
Have a great night. You've been a great guest. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys. Okay, chat soon.
Boys, it's good to be back, huh?
Fantastic. Great show.
Yeah, good show.
How good was our guest?
Oh, Georgie was good. And don't forget, get onto the Facebook page, Muscle Car Radio, and tell us which Monaro was featured in Acropolis Now, wasn't it?
Georgie Acropolis was talking about. Now.
Tell us all about it, and you'll get a couple of tickets to Georgie's show.
Great show.
Chris is always good value from Shannon's. He tells us all about it. Geez, that can get some cars down there. I mean, things have been hotting up and just going from strength to strength as far as the values of these muscle cars. And
muscle
these
car
cars
sales.
Are, yeah.
And muscle car plates as well. It's amazing.
Yeah. And we've got the feature car, musclecarsales.com.au. Go and have a look at that beautiful, what do we call it, Bobby? That
Ford Landau.
Ford Landau.
1,485 only made.
Yeah. What was it? Two-door LTD. Anyway, you've been listening to Muscle Car Radios. We've got our mate Chris Poulos. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you
very
much,
Bobby Lucetto. We'll be back once a month. Don't forget, we're going to bring a show to you. Tell us all about what your thoughts are. Drop us a line and drop us a photo of your ride, and we will feature it on our Facebook page. Thanks for listening.